The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning for those of you just joining us here on this Feel Good Friday, or TGIF, whatever acronym you want to put with that, however you want to spell it out. Given everything that's been happening within the last 24 hours, it's just amazing. Now, just imagine if your picture was on that Fulton County Sheriff's Department mugshot and everybody was sharing it and it went viral. How would you feel? Yeah, because then it's all about feelings. I know Biden was happy, but see, he could end up on a mugshot too. Turnabout's fair play. Could happen. Just never know. Congress keeps threatening to make it happen, but we don't know yet. It would be interesting, and you probably all would be rejoicing if Biden ended up in the same kind of mugshot, wouldn't you? But hasn't happened yet. So much for political theater on this Friday. Brett Hoob is standing by. He's a CEO, speaker, and author, and he's written this book, 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success. And he's got a Forward Leadership book tour coming out. There is an Eventbrite ticket link, which we're going to include on the email blast that we're putting out later today. This is an exclusive opportunity to go to a fall leadership summit to recharge, reset, and pivot forward with the world's top leadership gurus. The Forward Leadership Summit, to be inspired by John C. Maxwell, Brett Hoob himself, and Emily McCutcheon as they empower you to find your way forward. So I understand, you know, this is not this leadership summit. Brett, you designed this for a specific reason. The three of you did. Welcome back to the show, by the way. And what's it all about?
The Forward Leadership Summit is to, you know, to use the phrase, is to help find your way forward. And so, and in my mind, it's for three different folks. It's for the type of person that's just getting started and they're trying to find their way forward, figure out what, you know, they're very hungry, figure out what direction in life they're going and kind of try to identify that and back into a plan. Find somebody to, for the person that, you know, has gotten started, started with a lot of energy, and then somewhere they've kind of plateaued or flatlined and, you know, kind of redefine themselves, what direction they're going, and circle back to their original pathway of success. And then the person who's always felt like they were kind of stuck and think that because of age and situation, circumstance, that they can't, they're not going to be able to figure it out, inspire those folks to figure it out and get them on the right pathway and realize that the only time there's not enough time is when time stops.
Yeah. Well, see, and this is the thing. You're the CEO and owner-operator of seven top-performing automotive dealerships in the Southeast U.S., and we know what's going on right now in the automotive industry, and there has been a slump in the EVs, of course. They're just sitting there idly. Has this affected you, and how have you reinvented yourself to cope with it?
No, the EV hasn't affected us at all. I mean, EV is just another market to tap into, and you have to be prepared for that and the demand that's coming with it. I mean, more than anything else, that would be challenging, and it's not just the industry. It's anybody who sells anything that typically has to be put on a monthly obligation is the interest rates. And so the interest rates changes the transaction price, and it changes people's ability to pay a monthly note because it taxes their budget. So that does put some pressure on the ability to perform. But again, if we go back to the find your way forward, there's always a will, there's always a way, and there's always people that are in the process of trying to find something new or different, and there's always a consumption mentality. So when we subscribe to find the way forward, you got to find the people that are going to do something and energize your mind in that way, rather than find the people that are not going to do something and energize your mind that way. Because at the end of the day, it's about what I define in my head that's going to be my driving force on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
Well, the thing is, though, is you get lemons, you make lemonade. That's basically the
correct
the nuts and bolts of this whole thing. So who what kind of candidate would attend this leadership summit?
Well, again, it's going to be the young leader who's just getting started, maybe just got out of college, maybe just got their first job, and they're 2, 3, 4 months, you know, 6 months, couple of years in. It's going to be that mid-level employee type that is, you know, got started, lots of energy, you know, kind of fell into a daily routine and they feel stuck. And it's going to be the person who never feel like they lived up to their potential. They continue to get started and get going, and then they feel like that they flatline and they can't seem to grasp success. And that's in my head, that defines who it is. Now, at the same time, it's, you know, anybody that feels like they're not living up to their potential, or anybody that's generally interested in motivation and leadership, would want to come.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, for those of you who don't know, I'm looking at the ad right now on Eventbrite. And of course, Brett Oob is one of the speakers. There's three. This is going to be held October 6th at the South Bay Church in Riverview, Florida, which is a suburb of Tampa, which means for those of you who want to go, you could literally fly into Tampa and take an Uber over to Riverview, which is on the south end, right off I-75, and go to the South Bay Church and hang out with these guys. They're great. Best-selling author and speaker John C. Maxwell will be there. It's hosted by Emily McCutcheon. She is a leader for Turning Point USA and a former NFL cheerleader. So for those of you who want a real serious pep talk, this is a great way to get involved. And now, as far as general admission, the cost of the event, is there one?
Yes, there's various levels. I mean, it's reasonably priced, but it's within the 40 to 70 range, depending on how you choose to sit and whether you want to be a part of the VIP event. It's all explained right there on Eventbrite.
Right. This is basically the same kind of thing that Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour does, except this is more along the lines for entrepreneurs, C-suite leaders, pastors, university and college students who are looking to further their career. And see, the other thing, too, is, and I don't know what your mindset is here, Brett, but people who actually are looking into a lot of these blue-collar careers that could go actually and take a trade school and be not in debt to these universities and colleges with this libtard education – I mean, that thought has crossed your mind, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I don't think that any type of summit excludes anybody. I mean, I think that the trade school situation is, you know, we've just fell into this, and I say we as collectively, as a whole, as American society, we fell into this belief that you got to get a 4-year degree or nothing positive is going to happen for you, but you really have to figure out what your goals, dreams, aspirations, and the drive and talent behind all those things are. And if it's plumbing, you need to go find out how to be the best plumber you're going to be. If it's AC repair, the same thing, and then keep going down the line, if that makes sense. There's a lot of people in the automotive industry that's never been to college that are making strong six-figure salaries.
That's right, and because they know how to fix a car, and they can tell you the good ones, the good one. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean the good ones. No, I was just saying that you were talking about the good ones. The good ones will tell you whether or not, you know, they won't be. And I hate to demean any dealership, but see, I used to work at Goodyear, and people like that and dealerships like that are nothing but parts replacers. And they're looking for ways to make money by trying to find fault with your vehicle. And the good ones are going to say, look, you don't need that. We can do this and it will fix the problem. You don't need to go and replace a half a dozen parts to get to the real problem. See, that's the difference between somebody who just wants to sell parts and somebody who wants to be, you know, servicing in the name of, you know, Christianity. You want to do right by other people by treating them fairly. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're so successful, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, when we go and look, well, number one is if you look, you want to play the long game, not the short game. So if you play the long game and you want to be in this thing not next year, but you want to be here 30 years from now, you've got to offer people what is really going to be of value to them. So if something comes in on their vehicle, you got to sit down and have an honest, disclosed conversation with them and say, these three things can't wait, but this right here, if you're going to keep this thing, you need to do this on a regular, timely basis. But, you know, in addition to that, what gets those folks earning and get them to the earning potential is the fact that they have slotted themselves in a position that lines up with the way they think and where their goals and their talents kind of come together. And a lot of people, you know, instead of doing a 360 walk around on themselves and figure out what drives them, they just go into a career or an opportunity going, well, that sounds good, but they don't really know if that's what drives them. And when you do that, you get stuck. It becomes the mundane and there's no passion to what you're doing. And you're sitting there basically looking at the clock going, when's the weekend coming?
Right. Now, this Leadership Summit is only 2 hours in length. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we're going to have myself, John Maxwell, who is one of my mentors. And like you mentioned, John's a leadership expert. In addition, he has over 90 books on the New York Times bestseller list. And then Emily's going to help us host it. And obviously give some insight from Turning Point. And Turning Point's been a big platform for me because it's a lot of fun to work with eager college students that are getting out, getting ready to be excited.
Right. Now, one of the things that Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour is they have vendors that set up booths and stuff there because that's how Clay pays for the church space and everything else as far as his ability to host these events. Are you going to be having the same kind of thing there?
No, we're not going to have any booths or anything along those lines. I mean, we'll have my book will be there for sale, and I'm sure John's going to bring his latest book, and that book will be available. But, you know, we have the VIP event where you're welcome to come, and for the price of that ticket, you get special seating, and we're going to have gift bags for those attendees with books in them and some other swag in that bag. But no, we're not going to have any type of vendor tables there.
Right.
It's strictly going to be a gross summit for those folks.
Right. I got you. Okay. Well, I just wanted to try to, you know, frame in people's minds the scope of where we're going with the Leadership Summit, because like I said, these events with Clay Clark are huge events where they get 3,000 people there. How big is South Bay? How big is the church?
South Bay, there's enough room to seat 500 people there, and we're expecting, we've already sold, you know, if any of your audience has got a strong interest, I would invite you to get on the Eventbrite site and get your ticket right away, because we've already sold a good amount of tickets already, and so there's a chance that it will be out of tickets in short order.
Wow. Now, you see, the thing is, too, Emily McCutcheon, who is hosting this event, she is the Gulf Regional Manager for Turning Point USA, so you're literally on the front line politically with her. She's currently overseeing 6 full-time representatives across the Gulf region, covering Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and South Georgia. She is from Louisiana and was a Saints cheerleader during her undergraduate work at LSU. So she's a Tiger. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And so how did the three of you come together and decide to do this?
Well, I put the thing together. This is my idea and my event. But I mean, like I said, John's been one of my mentors for a long time. So John agreed to come and do it with me. And then Eden Hill, which you know, suggested Emily, and we met over a Zoom conference, and we really liked her energy, and we liked the demographic that she brought to the table, and so we asked her to host the event.
That is wonderful. You get people that are excited, that are politically motivated, that understand how the process works here. The website, by the way, for those of you who aren't familiar with Brett, is brettoub.com, and it's B-R-E-T-T-O-U-B-R-E. He pronounces it oob, so you know. And so you can go there. But on the email blast that we're going to be putting out for the Forward Leadership Book Tour, there is a press release out there. We will put the link to that in the email blast, as well as the Eventbrite ticket link. They're obviously on your Forward Leadership Book Tour. For those that don't have internet, they could try to go to the library if they want to attend, and go to your website, and all that information is linked on your website.
Yes, everything is linked on the website, including if you're interested in the book. We have a pre-order on the book now. We'll have the hard copies in hand. We've at the very end of August, so we've got about 10 days before we can actually ship the live book.
Okay, out of curiosity, if you could just give me a just kind of like an overview, when people come to the summit, you're talking about inflation to recruiting to supply and demand shortages to slumps in sales and how to overcome all that. Is that basically the gist of what people are going to learn?
Correct. I mean, we're going to, you know, obviously we're going to talk about all of those things. In addition, we're going to talk about how leadership, both self and both as a team, will help you overcome those things. But yes, it's a mindset. I mean, it's a mindset. You know, people, you know, want to take the external forces in the world. And again, you make a decision whether you're going to be able to find the angle to overcome that, or you make a decision whether you've given up and you're going to use those things as an excuse to not be successful. And the realization is you can find success regardless of what the external factors are.
Yep. And see, one of the things you were on promoting 12 steps to boundaryless success the last time that you were on the show here, Brett, this is going to be released on September 1st, and good luck with that. I hope you sell a bunch of them, because people need to know. I guess the best way to find out how to be successful in business is talk to people that have been there, done that, and are successful. And so the whole mindset is, if you hang around successful people, and you associate with them and you learn from them, and that's one of the reasons why you say that John Maxwell was your mentor, this is how you grow yourself. Have you ever been a SCORE counselor, just out of curiosity, Brett? Ever volunteered?
I've never been one. I'm sorry.
A SCORE counselor, Service Corps of Retired Executives. A lot of these people, they've sold their businesses. I mean, this is something to look forward to. I had a SCORE counselor one day come in. He goes, you know, the best way to be successful in business is to put out less than what you take in. And I kind of chuckled.
I've never been a SCORE counselor, but the reason that I wrote the 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success is, as I started and I was looking for the roadway to success, I would take off running, hit the wall, realize that didn't work, and then go to motivational seminars. And, you know, it's kind of like going to church, you get real excited about it, and then the next day comes up, and you don't really have any way to go forward. And so I wrote 12 steps, not to tell you exactly how to do it, but to give you 12 practical steps that you can apply to your life that's not centered around just motivation and a feel good, but they're really things that you can take into account, apply to your life, and you feel like you've got a roadmap to move forward.
Yeah, see, and that's one of the things. I've been to a lot of these motivational speaking engagements, and boy, they want you to spend tens of thousands of dollars. And then when you do, and you get out of there and you've got this big stack of stuff and says, well, the first thing I got to do is I got to go spend a bunch more money doing something that I don't have a lot of experience in. And, you know, I mean, this is where people get caught up in this whole thing. This workshop is not like that. This summit you're doing is not like that. Basically, it's designed to take and turn your mind around as to the attitude of how you move forward. That's kind of what I'm seeing here. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And of course, now we are going to put that again on the email blast. And good luck with you've got 500 seats and a lot of them are sold already, but you still have an opportunity to do that, folks. And we have the Eventbrite link that we're going to be putting out. You can go to brettoob.com. He started his own LLC. I have my own too. I've tried to tell you people, if you want to do business, this is the best way to do it and take tax advantages that you would not otherwise have as a sole proprietor. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why, if you want to get in the game and you want to see the action, and find your way forward, you know, we have the Forward Leadership Book Tour that's coming to just south of Tampa, Florida in Riverview at South Bay Church. And we certainly look forward to hearing the results of that. And good luck with it, Brett. We appreciate it.
No, I appreciate that. And the other thing is we're going to be doing this type of tour the rest of the from now to the end of the year and part of next year, too. And it won't all be with John and Emily. I mean, we're doing one in November on the West Coast. If people doesn't get an opportunity to see this, or they're hearing this from another part of the country and they want to come and they're closer to that one will be that I'm bringing in a gentleman named Michael Francis, who was a former cop of the regime for the Colombo crime family. And when he got out of prison, he changed his life. And for the last 35 years, he's been a motivational speaker, speaking to kids that are in prison that, you know, that went the wrong way, in addition to business people and church leaders. He's been doing church summits for the last 35 plus years, and he's going to be a part of that particular one.
Well, you know, anything to help prevent.
That's going to be with Turning Point as well.
Yeah, good. Anything to help prevent recidivism, because we certainly right. don't need that. Anyway, well, good luck with it, Brett, and we appreciate you coming back on the show. You know, we'll have you back on as we get closer to time for this event that you're doing out on the West Coast. And thank you so much for your time, and God bless you and the work that you're doing.
All right, we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll be in touch, of course. There you have it, folks. Brett Hoob right there on the Power Hour. Got all sorts of other news and stuff that we need to cover for the rest of the hour here. And so, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Now, we are understanding that 40 Chinese officers, a retired New York PD sergeant, two Navy sailors turned spies, and two minders of a secret Chinese police station in New York are all part of an ever-growing list of FBI investigations. Of course, the agency has branded its top counterintelligence priority. And I have to look at this and go, oh, now they're trying to make the FBI look good, doing something other than attacking American citizens? Really? You see, anybody that's had exposure to this agency knows exactly where I'm going with that. A former Texas judge questioned a murder suspect over Satanism without his attorney present. And now he's getting a public reprimand from the Texas State Commission on Judicial Conduct, Shelby County, Texas. Yeah. You should have known better, sir. You don't go in asking people questions without their attorney present. I thought that had something to do with due process. And you're right. Your Bill of Rights. Oh. Now, of course, politically, when you have somebody like Vivek Ramaswamy, we've had his advisor on the show, Kathy Barnett. She was just on a couple of days ago before the debate. Now we have groups out there writing about Ramaswamy being an insider with deep ties to right-wing kingpins, all of a sudden Leonard Leo and Peter Thiel's names are coming up in circles. And that they're saying basically that while Ramaswamy has described himself as an outsider, accusing rivals for the Republican presidential nomination of being bought and paid for by donors and special interests, well, the 38-year-old Ohio-based venture capitalist apparently has connections to Thiel, the co-founder of tech giants PayPal and Palantir, and a right-wing mega donor. And Leonard Leo, the activist who has marshaled unprecedented sums and is pushed to stock federal courts with conservative justices. And Ramaswamy being a Yale Law School friend of J.D. Vance, author of the best-selling memoir Hillbilly Elegy, who is now an Ohio senator. A lot of little connections here that you might want to look at, this story that we're putting on the email blast. It's quite lengthy. In the Second Amendment realm of things, there is a Georgia, only in Georgia, in Habersham County, Georgia, former Chief Magistrate Judge Gerald W. Johnson has resigned after hearing a panel of the Georgia Qualifications Commission recommending his removal. So in August 16th, the Georgia Supreme Court said it was dismissing the ethics case against the judge. What did he do? He got drunk, ripped off a few rounds from his AR-15 in his neighborhood, and when the sheriff's department responded, he came out and pointed the AR-15 at a sheriff's officer's head. Duh. Then, of course, he put the gun down, realizing, uh-oh, I screwed up, and then he put the gun down and went out and had a little chat with the sheriff's officer.
I've had a few too many drinks.
Yeah, you do your best Foster Brooks impersonation and hope that the sheriff's deputy listens. Well, obviously, no, it got all the way up to the Georgia Supreme Court, and this judge no longer is a judge. Wow. So, you know, removal from office is the only sanction that the Judicial Qualifications Commission seeks. And they cannot take a former judge from office he no longer holds, according to the state Supreme Court. So that's why the ethics case against this judge got dismissed, because the judge went, I quit. Fair enough. But again, let's look at the other fact of the case. The judge had an AR-15. Whoa, nobody else can have one, but apparently this judge can get drunk and go rip rounds. How irresponsible of a nutcase do you have to be? You see, that's the kind of thing where if you're going to get drunk and you're going to rip rounds with your AR-15, you get what you get. Yeah, AR-15s, like anything, are supposed to be used responsibly. This definitely was not. We'll be back to talk. Boy, there's a ton of economic news here. We'll get back to that after the break. Take a few phone calls or two when we come back on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. There we go. Hey, if it's feel good, I don't know, paying $17 for a store-bought cherry pie, it makes you feel good. I don't know. Tom in Ohio, if you want to call back, we can take your call. Miles in Maine, you were on the phone when Kathy Barnett was here. I remember you, and I remember the interesting perspective you shed light on. What say you?
Yeah, Dave, I was just commenting on the fact that you kind of poo-pooed that they would have hearings on the impeachment there. But, you know, my contention is with McCarthy and all these people, it's so difficult to get these Republicans to do anything or respond in any way. And I know I always hear you say, discovery, discovery, discovery. Well, we know we're not going to get the Justice Department to look into Biden's. That seems pretty clear. But perhaps by having these hearings, they might run across something because they have a way of bringing things out in these hearings a lot of times. And maybe that would be the way to get some discovery going or get something on Biden, because it's obvious his Justice Department's just not interested. What say you, Dave?
Thank you, Miles. I appreciate that. No, I'm not. What I'm poo-pooing off is the political tit-for-tat in the theater. That's how I poo-pooed this off. It's like what you're saying is, and I get where you're coming from. You're looking at a situation where the government could come up with something, and see, the thing is, discovery only happens in lawsuits. and where you're entitled under the control of a court to ask for certain information. Well, Congress does have its own ways of ascertaining information. But, you know, given what happened with the FBI and Christopher Wray and how they didn't want to turn anything over, I mean, look how long it took them just to get that much done. And it's like our 435 Congress people out there and 100 senators, if the wheels of justice grind slowly, you look at this scenario and you're like shaking your head going, are they ever going to get anything done when they're asking stupid questions? It's like, now I know why Lauren Boebert, after watching her asking stupid questions of people during congressional hearings, it's no wonder she's trailing in the polls in Colorado, you know, to try to get reelected. Yeah.
What I'm suggesting, Dave, is perhaps there might some information might come out about some of their deals and contracts or contracts with Hunter that people who have been affected personally through those issues, through maybe having money taken, performance not, you know, taking place, that maybe an individual who's one of those may then be able to come forward after hearing some of those things. But, you know, this Justice Department's just not going to do nothing. It's obvious. And hopefully, at least this is one thing that Republicans will do, hopefully, maybe, because you just can't get them to do anything either. But, Dave, thank you so much, and have a great show.
You too. I appreciate it, Miles. And you know what? The point is made that if turnabout is fair play, what's stopping a Republican prosecutor in another state from bringing a lawsuit or a criminal charge against Biden and his son for doing something that affected their state? What's to stop him from having Biden arrested in a mugshot? Turnabout's fair play here, right? What's to stop some Republican prosecutor from doing the same thing Fannie Willis just did to Trump? Nothing, except Republicans are so nicey-nicey. That's half the problem. These Democrats will slit your throat if given an opportunity to do so. Look what they're doing to Trump right now, and see what they don't realize is his numbers are going to take off. They're going to make a bumper sticker, campaign button, poster. They're going to put that mugshot and you could be next. And I mean, it's going to scare America to the polls. And I'm telling you, if you don't go to the polls, don't be like Jeremy Hammond, who was on our show saying, I don't vote because it's not going to do any good. It's like, well, Jeremy, why isn't he going to do any good? I mean, he actually put out a bulletin to all of his contacts saying, I was on the Power Hour, dial in and listen to the show. I appreciate you doing it, sir, but when you said you don't vote, I hate to say it. I don't want to give people a visual and say that my anal sphincter puckered, but, you know, I just got this uneasy feeling about how other Americans are just going about their daily lives going, I don't need to vote. They're just going to steal the election anyway. We can't have that kind of attitude. We just can't. They're destroying our economy, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about that this morning. In the housing market, remember I said a long time ago that they were trying to turn us into a rental nation, a nation of renters? Adam Data has come out with another news report. They're a leading curator of land, property, and real estate data. 1.3 million, actually 1,277,612, 1,277,612 residential properties in the United States are vacant, which represents 1.3% or 1 in 79 homes across the nation. Now, this is all leading up to something because, see, these rental properties, generally, I look at, and if I were to look at a majority of them, their titles are probably so screwed up they couldn't sell them if they wanted to because of securitization. But this rental nation, the dream of American home ownership is fading into the distant past under Biden because mortgage applications, because his administration is jacking up interest rates so high, people are saying, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to go take a mortgage out on a house. I mean, mortgage applications have hit their lowest level in nearly 30 years, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, what they said yesterday, or Wednesday, rather. United Press International is reporting the Mortgage Bankers Association found mortgage applications declined 4.2% week on week over the 7-day period ending the 18th of August. So, I mean, they're near a 30-year low, and there's something motivating it. There's something that's pushing people to say, I'm not going to do this. I'd rather rent and throw my money away than go out and get a pay high interest rates on a mortgage loan. Do you think there's a correlation there? Doesn't take an Einstein to figure that out. Why do I want to pay 8% interest on a mortgage loan when a majority of America right now, they didn't want to refinance because they're paying 4% on their mortgage? Oh, the banks would love it if they go out and refinance. But what incentive do people have when they keep jacking up and the economy is so bad, people don't know whether they're going to be able to keep their job or not? Note to Bud Light, going out and kicking off your long-running sponsorship of the NFL, trying to put your Bud Light brand in front of viewers, what a turnoff. You already unzipped your fly, Bud Light. You really think that people are going to allow you? I mean, Anheuser-Busch said it intends to give out 2,000 subscriptions to NFL Sunday Ticket in a contest that expires in mid-October. That's about a month after the NFL season starts, however. And they're going to give away NFLShop.com merchandise. Well, just because Bud Light has been the official beer sponsor of the NFL for over 27 years doesn't mean that's going to continue. People are really turned off by what you did. And I get that, y'all, your people that were involved in bringing Dylan Mulvaney to the forefront there aren't with you anymore, but the mistake was made. You insulted your consuming audience with this nonsense, and you are not forgiven. Love the sinner, hate the sin. And hating the sin means you are going to suffer financially. You want to talk about real fans and real traditions? You don't slap your folks in the face. And for those of you out there that think the NFL and football and baseball and everything else, all sports in America, mom's apple pie and Chevrolet, if that's what this is all about, you're not paying attention to what's really going on here as your rights and freedoms are stolen on a daily basis. You might want to think about not shopping at Subway anymore. The sandwich chain has just sold itself to a private equity firm named Roark Capital. That's R-O-A-R-K, Roark Capital. Now, they own Dunkin' Donuts. They own a bunch. They own more than a dozen restaurant chains. Here again, we have capitalism rearing its ugly head. Other reported bidders in the game included TDR Capital and Sycamore Partners. But Wall Street Journal reported Monday the firm's final bid was roughly $9.6 billion to buy the family-owned business. They've sold out. New era for the struggling company. Really? Now they've become part of the corporate world. You think they're going to continue to struggle? How can people trust the corporate world when it's all about the money and not about how healthy your sandwich is? Think about that. T-Mobile, by the way, for those of you who think that it's really good that you've all gone to T-Mobile, they're going to cut 5,000 jobs as cheaper plans weigh on costs. T-Mobile announced yesterday it's going to cut its workforce by 7% by cutting 5,000 jobs in the U.S. as the wireless carrier grapples with rising costs related to adding more subscribers in a competitive market. Costs money to do that. All that marketing. The carrier has been taking the lion's share of subscribers looking for cheaper plans in the last three quarters through discounted bundles. But see, they pay a price when they do that. Amazing how that works. Dutch brewer Heineken has completed its withdrawal from Russia and took a $325 million hit after announcing its exit. This is the world's second largest brewer, selling its business in Russia for just $1.08. Wow. And of course, the Epoch Times is now reporting the food stamp spending expansion. They're blaming expanding food stamps for the 15% increase in grocery prices. Really? You're going to blame food stamps for this? Oh, my. It's amazing. They come out with so many reports pointing a finger at everything but the Biden administration and what it's done to screw with us. By the way, the Department of Justice has sued Elon Musk's SpaceX over allegations it discriminated against asylees and refugees in hiring because they didn't hire all of these people seeking asylum and refugees who ended up applying anyway. You know, fairly failed to consider and refused to hire these people. I mean, how many of these people have experience in space launches? Good night. Scientists are trying to regrow retina cells to tackle the leading cause of blindness using nanotechnology. Boy, they're just trying to change what God created, huh? God put stuff on this earth for us to stay healthy with. And apparently people aren't getting the drift that maybe if you take the good stuff, I'm talking about the stuff we sell at the Power Mall, perhaps you'd stay healthy. And, you know, it's really in a turnabout. The Biden administration is blocking millions of acres to oil and gas drilling in America. Yet it's considering lifting oil sanctions on Venezuela for free and fair elections. Really? Yeah. How's that work? There is a salmonella outbreak in 11 states. And of course, we don't know how many people have, 26 people have been sickened. So therefore the CDC has to come out and telling everybody not to pet the small turtles. 9 people taken to the hospital, no deaths, but yet the CDC has to come out telling people not to pet small turtles after an outbreak of salmonella. Turtle can carry salmonella germs that can spread to you and make you sick. Turtles with shells less than 4 inches long are a known source of illness, according to the CDC. Well, how do you know that? Have you been playing with the turtles over there in Atlanta? In ancient times, the Greeks displayed a strong fascination with the plant rosemary, to the extent that village elders would advise students to tuck a sprig of this perennial plant into their hair. Well, that would give Linda Ronstadt a whole new twist. Remember how she used to put flowers in her hair when she'd get out there and sing? Part of her moniker. The Greeks held the belief that the plant possessed remarkable memory-enhancing qualities. Nonetheless, for many individuals, and thoughts of rosemary only arise when you got to go cut a sprig to put it in your recipe, like rosemary pork chops. That's how my lovely wife of 28 years got me. Man's heart's through his stomach, right? I don't know. Rosemary pork chops. Can you imagine that? Boy, were they good. Now they're loaded with mRNA and I can't deal with it anymore. No more of that. We've really literally tried to cut our consumption of pork. I mean, seriously, cut it. We're trying to find companies that are marketing pork that don't allow this mRNA garbage in it. Good luck. It's tough. You got to look around you. And according to a scientific review that came out earlier this year, 6.5 million U.S. adults over 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, that number is predicted to grow to 13.8 million within the next 40 years. And this is one of the reasons why we have OptiVita Vitamin D and Good Health Naturally Vitamin D3 at the Power Mall, because the studies are showing there is a link between the lack of vitamin D and cognitive function. Need to put vitamin D in your diet, folks. That's why we have what we have. And of course, what you need to know about the Eris COVID variant. This is what's out now. Let's scare everybody with this Eris, E-R-I-S. Yeah, the CDC. Yeah, you got to have the booster. No, you don't. This is nuts. It's scare tactic. It's another excuse they're going to come at you when they get ready to do the lockdowns. You watch, they're already predicting it. In cancel culture, mass looting events have been reported outside Los Angeles as the phenomenon spreads throughout Southern California, defying efforts by local officials to deter flash mobs that come in broad daylight and carry out daytime heists in retail stores. They're in and out in 2 minutes. The whole lot of them come in with masks on, smash the place up, steal what they want, and run out the door in 2 minutes flat. This is nutty, folks. In pet news, a Great Pyrenees has found a forever home after saving a foster family from a boat fire. This Great Pyrenees was named Moose. We had to do a little good news. Moose is a Great Pyrenees dog. Now, there's a nice, kind, gentle dog you might want to have around your home. He found his forever home weeks after saving his foster family from a boat fire in Virginia. Moose's new mom, Ciara Hill, had been following him closely on Portsmouth's Humane Society's Facebook page up in New Hampshire. According to Fox Carolina, before Hill, Moose was adopted, but he was returned after his new family realized he wasn't a good fit. Well, not everyone is. That's why they have fostering. In good news, a student has refused a school's order to remove American flags from his truck, and instead decided to tell Staunton River High School to go piss up a drain pipe, and he switched to homeschooling. See, there's always a button out there that you can push, and you're going to get somebody to make the right decision. There's 11-year-olds out there mowing 50 lawns for free, so the lawnmower man gave them new gear to start a business. That's right. KMBC. Rodney Smith Jr. of Huntsville, Alabama, was recently profiled by KMBC for his generous donations to two 11-year-olds who fulfilled his 50-yard challenge in Gadsden, Alabama. Jadorian Taylor and Tevin Rice, co-founders of TJ and JT Mowing Service, completed Smith's challenge to mow 50 yards for the elderly, veterans, and people unable to care for their lawns for free. So now the lawnmower man has given them new gear to start a business. Now, isn't that something? There's some good news for you. As of May 2023, 4,588 preteens and teens participated in this challenge. Now, if that doesn't help motivate people, nothing will. In case you missed it, Fox News aired an advertisement for the Chinese mobile app TikTok during the Republican primary debate Wednesday evening. Did you know? Yeah, TikTok bought airtime to advertise its alleged ability to enhance the lives of veterans. Oops. Talking about unzipping your fly. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Brady, you're on. Go.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave? Quick question. If Bigfoot was allowed to vote in an upcoming election, what party would you think he'd vote for?
If Bigfoot was allowed to vote?
Yeah, you think he'd be a Democrat or a Rhino Republican?
All right, now that's like asking Governor Christie, what's your take on UFOs?
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I had a video that I happened to watch this weekend, and the guy that was doing the video, he was using a selfie stick, and when he was talking about his gold country experience up in the Tahoe area here in Nevada on the border in California up in the mountains, Biggie walked right behind him, and we got him captured on 9 minutes and 27 seconds into the video. So we're trying to get the thing enhanced a little bit better, but we got him. I think it was a she. Kind of looked kind of crusty old Bigfoot, but we got him on video. So you're gonna see some stuff in the next few weeks on Bigfoot footage coming up. Kind of interesting.
Well, there you go. Maybe you could take Bigfoot and make a mugshot with him with Fulton County's sheriff's logo in the upper left hand corner.
You know what? The aliens that have been in Nevada Area 51, you know the Democrats already got them on. They already got them ballot harvested right away. So I just don't want Bigfoot to get finagled into that Democrat party. Come on now.
Yeah, really. Okay, Nanu Nanu. I appreciate your call, Brady. Yeah, I always have to have a little ending there for Feel Good Friday, folks. We are at the close of our show. And of course, you know, you've heard all this tit for tat, watch the debates. You probably already made up your mind that you may end up voting for the lesser of two evils, but here's the thing. If you want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem, please make sure that you're registered to vote. And if you've moved from another state, please make sure that your voter registration is not still active in the state you moved from. Do the right thing and shut off this fraud. You have a duty as an American citizen. This is the best way you can do it, first off, is by going out, and don't be like people we've had on the show that say they don't vote. Do your part. If you have the ability, get out there and vote. That's what makes it work. Hopefully, you're going to have a very blessed weekend. It's been fun with all the sharing and everything we've done this week, and we appreciate your phone calls. God bless all of you for doing that. But like I said, you have a duty to vote. You have a duty to make sure that the system stays honest. That's on you. If you don't do anything about it, the system will not. It will fail. We're better than that, folks, and we appreciate you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America and your ability to hang on to what's right. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you next week here in the Power Hour. And the lover of my soul, Queen to God, He's Yahweh. Queen I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Possession of He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.